Om Shanti. Warm welcome to join a session with Brother Surya Bhai. And as you know, Surya Bhai, he's been with Baba for 50 years. And we never miss him, because when we come to Madhuban, obviously, before we meet Baba Dada, he's the first person to meet. And always very, very popular to encourage in aspects of practicing self-respect, you know. And it's very, everyone follows, and so many souls I've heard, they take a lot of benefit of just practicing the self-respect what he guides over the year. And now he's going to explore with us about how the soul conscious stage is assisting in becoming Data, Vardata and Vidata. It means bestower and bestower of fortune and bestower of blessings. And warm welcome to Suraj Bhai to be with us. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Ready? Headphone ready? Soul consciousness is the seed of our spiritual life. We have to become soul conscious. Not only for bestowing blessings or might or fortune, but in order to get detached from our body, from our sense organs, very important thing, when we leave body at the end, if we did the practice of soul consciousness for a long period of time, easily we will become detached from the body, separate from the body. Soul will fly to Baba within no time. So, and next thing, if we want to become a successful yogi, seed is soul consciousness. We know every day we listen it. We listen in Baba's Murli. If you sit with soul consciousness inwardly, Murli will become your life. Not Murli a paper, not versions. It will become your life, practical life. And we all know Murli is our guidance, guideline. We get everything from Baba's Murli. Every day during Murli time, Baba reminds us, sit down, being soul conscious. Some great secret Baba also opened in his Murlis. By doing the practice that I am soul, this is my body, I am soul, this is my body, by the end, you will become soul conscious. Definition of soul consciousness: when soul becomes the embodiment of all his seven qualities, this stage is called soul consciousness. Not just that I am a soul, but we have to inculcate all seven qualities of soul. Baba also mentioned in Murli, if you want to ask the experience of supersensuous joy, go to them who are soul conscious. So soul consciousness makes our mind silent, which is a great thing. When mind becomes silent, means one, two thoughts. When mind is silent, then everything of soul will become active. Its purity, happiness, joy, blissful feeling, peace, everything will become very active in life, practical life. So we have to give attention on becoming soul conscious. First of all, we must understand the importance of soul consciousness. So far, what we noticed about soul, people speak in all religion. Muslims say you are ruh, soul. In Indian philosophy, big description, debates on soul. Debate, it was the subject of the debate, whether mind and intellect are a part of soul or they are separate from the soul. A big debate always between scholars. Many other things. In Gita's second chapter, half of the chapter has been written, your soul. Soul is imperishable, immortal. All are souls, those who are standing in front of you, all soldiers, all Marathis, all generals of Kauravas, enemy, they are souls. You will never kill the soul, you will kill the body. But important thing, Baba gave us secret knowledge about soul. If you become intoxicated of this knowledge, how great knowledge Baba gave us. If you might have studied some scriptures of your religion, you would come to know. There is 5% knowledge of soul only, 5%. In Indian scriptures, we can say 20%, not more than that. But most important thing, no one practiced soul consciousness. No one. Hardly few sannyasi, countable sannyasi, did this practice. I'm here. They also did not have the knowledge of soul, but just concentrate here on the point. This was their practice of tapasya. Baba gave us very deep knowledge, and deepest knowledge, you know, we always heard, in subtle soul, entire role of the soul is recorded. You know all these things. More subtle thing is, listen carefully. Body is formed in the womb of a mother according to the vibrations of soul. Only parents are not responsible to give birth to a child, but that soul himself is responsible. His vibrations, his previous thoughts, his karmas, everything is spread in the form of vibrations all the time. They make body. Body is structure. Body is main part, especially intellect, brain of the body. Intellect we know separate, but intellect, position of the intellect is responsible to create human brain. Position of the mind is responsible to create human brain. Therefore, you can see, in the womb of a uneducated mother, a great scholar child is born. We have seen many in India. Mother was innocent. You can say not educated. Knew nothing, but his child, his baby, become a great person of the nation, so soul itself is the responsible and very deep thing. You should not get confused what I am going to say to you. According to soul sanskaras, according to the past karmas of the soul, many signs on the face emerge, on the forehead, in eyes, how nose, how teeth, how nail, how hands, everything because of soul sanskaras and karmas. And on this basis, astrology has been established. Astrology. Therefore, astrological knowledge is perfect, but it depends upon the person how perfect he or she is. But that knowledge is perfect because whatever came on this body, it came from the soul in the womb. So we have to become soul conscious. Babaji, most beautiful verses. I had repeated these words of Baba various times in my classes because I love these verses. Those who practice a lot of soul consciousness, who practice a lot that I am a soul separate from this body, what will happen to them? During destruction, they won't be destroyed. During destruction, by earthquakes or by atom bombs or by any natural calamities, they will not leave their body. They will leave their body willingly. Whenever they will wish to leave the body, then only they will leave the body. So soul consciousness is a great thing for us. Not only these things, but soul consciousness means detachment from the body will help us in becoming completely pure. This practice will cool down our sense organs. All sense organs will become pure. Another secret I want to open in front of you. I hope you had never heard that thing. Sri Baba spoke one day. When for the first time and I entered Brahma's body, I sit here. I spread my pure vibration in his entire body and made him pure. So there was one soul only, Brahma, who had done nothing for achieving perfect purity. For the first moment, as soon as Sri Baba entered his body, gave his pure vibrations to him, spread in all body, and made his sense organs divine, everything cooled down. So we too can practice, I'm a soul, absolutely pure, supremely pure. I am sitting here, and from me, pure vibrations in golden color are spreading in brain, whole body. For 1-2 minutes every day, 2 times, let us practice it now. Red light. Please, Sanjay, red light. Just sit silently. Visualize yourself here. Shining star, not only a point, a big glow around me, a powerful aura around me. am a soul, master of this body. I am supremely pure. Don't think I have to become pure. I am supremely pure soul. Accept it deeply. Purity is my nature. So from me, pure vibrations in golden color are spreading in my whole brain. Brain became full with pure vibrations. These vibrations are repairing my brain, making it divine. Now these pure vibrations, this pure energy is spreading in whole body, hands, leg, back, stomach, heart, everywhere. Body became full with this pure energy. This pure energy is cooling down my sense organs, making them pure. I am a soul in forehead, supremely pure. Om Shanti. This practice will become very helpful to you in complete efforts, complete pursuit. So at least once a day or twice a day, everyone must practice it, any time, 1-2 minutes each time. Are you ready for that? Ready? Translation? Ready? We have to do it, because our aim of this life, purpose of coming to Baba is to make ourselves full with everything. Full joy, full happiness, full purity, full might, complete fortune, fully content soul, fully divine, with divine light. Lighthouse, my house, because time is coming, time has arrived near the end. You would be listening in entire world. Many people are speaking now, many big astrologers, many big people who announce for the future that around 2030, world war can take place. Although it will not end in a day, It will last for many years, gradually. But position will be very critical. Earthquakes, heavy thing, very heavy. So we must prepare ourselves before that. I would suggest to you every day spare some time for solitude. You can say, I'm very busy. No. This excuse will not work. Always, half an hour, every day, solitude. Solitude means when, the time when you can talk to your own self. When you can motivate to your own self. Baba has come down to give me everything. What should I achieve from him? Think for self. He has come to give everything. He mentioned, it was only once in Murli. I came down to give my everything. I will become empty and will go back to my home for rest. So he has come down to give his children everything. He is almighty. He wants to make us almighty. He is completely voiceless, ocean of purity. He will make us voiceless. Like this. Everything he will give. He is the ocean of peace. He will give so much peace to his children that many of his children will become peace house. A day will come very soon when many people come to you, individually will come to you, not only in center, will come in your home. And they will ask you, let us sit down for 15 minutes in your home. Keep your hand on my head. Give me drashti, I'm very peaceless, heavily tense, like breast of brain. I'm very miserable. Please take away my peacelessness, my sorrows. Make me free. People will request. Therefore, every day Baba is inspiring us. Become donor, bestower. And for this, we must become full in all these things. Specifically, full in peace, full in purity, full in might. So soul consciousness. Very subtle thing and simple thing. We always say Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Many teachers, sisters say 3 times Om Shanti. But we have to accept that I am a peaceful soul. Peace. Peace is my nature. I am peaceful. Accept it. Let it enter in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind will say, you, O soul, you are peaceful. Why are you getting angry? Why are you becoming peaceless? You are peaceful. Feel it inside the soul, in the subconscious mind. I am supremely pure soul. Not that I have to become pure. I am already supremely pure. Supremely, Baba, use this word. Param, pavitra atma. Supremely so pure soul. So when there is any subtle impurity in your mind, your subconscious mind will just awake you, no, you are supremely pure. If sometime a subtle fear comes in your mind because of many things of destruction, your subconscious mind will remind you, no, you are Master Almighty. You need not to be scared of anything. You are the master of this nature. So accept all qualities of soul. So what will happen? From the soul, vibrations will spread out always. According to our thoughts, our vibrations go out. And this way, we do Baba's wonderful service. Baba mentioned once, these are the persons who came only once in Murli. When, specifically for Amrit Vela, Baba mentioned like this, if you become bodiless, you give the donation of peace to the world. If you spin Swadarshan Chakra, if you become Swadarshan Chakradhari, you give happiness to the world, joy, sukh to the world. So, to understand the significance of soul consciousness, we must pay full attention to it. When you are in your job, when you cook your food, how many of you cook food? All. Enjoy that period. Suppose you take 1 hour, 45 minutes. Don't do quick, 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 hurry up, hurry. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. No. Make this period of cooking your tapasya period. Enjoy it. Play any beautiful song. You can listen any attractive class for you and do some practices and then cook your food in good vibrations. Once Baba mentioned, if you cook pure food, you know how to cook, 50% purification of the soul will come automatically, 50%. So great thing is our yogyukt food. So enjoy that period. Just 1-2 times you can practice, I am a soul, through my hand I am cooking. Through my eyes I am seeing, I am looking. Just for some seconds only. Second practice. Invoke Bap Dada in your kitchen. Baba, come down. This is your kitchen. Feel for 1 minute. Bap Dada came there. His vibrations are spreading in your kitchen. He is giving drashti everywhere. Simple method. Thirdly, you can remember sometime, I am supremely pure soul. While cooking, chopping vegetables or making bread, whatever you do, I am supremely pure soul. A simple practice you can do. First of all, you will do in seconds, then in minutes, then your full time will become yog-yukt time. It will become a great thing for your inner peace and inner purity. In order to make this soul consciousness very strong, I am a soul, I am peaceful. But my peace is spread according to my own intensity of peace. But we want to give peace to entire world. So, connect to the ocean of peace, receive his vibrations of peace, then your vibrations will go up to the world. It will spread in whole world. This is Mansa Seva, service through mind. So we have to give vibrations of peace, vibrations of purity, vibrations of might, specifically pure vibrations, will purify this entire nature. Nature. It needs our pure vibrations. And nature is very sensitive to our vibrations because we are the master of nature. When you cook food in kitchen, suppose there are some vegetables, fruit, they will absorb your vibrations immediately. If you are very happy, if you enjoy that time, your happiness will enter your fruits, your vegetable, your bread, whatever you cook. So we have to give pure vibrations to this nature. Thirdly, very important, if we give pure vibrations to the world, all souls of the right religion who had been very pure, now they have forgotten everything, their pure sanskaras will emerge and they will start thinking that they have to become pure. Everyone will think, oh, I must become pure. A feeling of distaste from vices will just emerge in their subconscious mind. It will become a great thing. And all souls of all religions, we know their original sanskars is purity. Their pure sanskar will also emerge before, we know, because before going back to home, everyone has to become pure. Two things. Everyone will become pure. Everyone will say with good feeling, my Baba. Everyone will accept that God is not God, but he is my father, he is mine, he belongs to me. Then they will get the inheritance of mukti, otherwise not. So a time is coming. I also mentioned this great thing many times in my classes. Listen again. Of Sakar Baba, Sakar Murli, mentioned two powerful things of futures. Baba said, one day will come when on this entire earth a spiritual revolution will take place. A spiritual revolution. Everyone, souls of all religion, will become ready to become spiritual, to become pure, to connect self to the Supreme, everyone. And the second thing Baba mentioned, then at the very end, revolution of purity will start on this earth. Everyone will become pure. So now we are reaching fastly towards spiritual revolution. So we must realize our responsibility. Such thing will not happen automatically. We have to create those things. We are the responsible for everything. When many Brahmins will become very pure, then their vibrations will create revolution of purity on this earth. When we become very spiritual, our vibrations will create a spiritual revolution on this earth. So we have to give vibrations to the world. So simple practice, when you are in your work, when you go to your job, or when you do your homework, I am a soul, this is my body. Just simple practice. I am a soul, this is my body. Very simple practice. Then gradually and gradually, you will feel detachment. Second thought, I am a soul. I have taken many human bodies. Now I am in this body. In the beginning, I was a deity, pure deity. Taking rebirth, I came down here. So it will become a good feeling, good realization that soul is changing the bodies, soul never die, soul is immortal, I am that soul. Third and very powerful stage, visualize yourself a soul here, inside aura, not just point, powerful aura, glow powerful, powerful aura around me. This aura will become very large gradually and gradually, but you can feel like this aura around the soul, sometime aura around my whole body. So this practice will give you lot of delightful feeling, enjoyment, peaceful feeling, purity will become easy. So make a plan. Now you will go back to your home from Gyan Sarovar. Make a plan in your mind that at least 5 times a day I will do this practice. Not whole day, just 5 times a day. Each time for 30 minutes or 1 minute. This is the subject of giving attention only. Nothing hard in this. Nothing like doing labor, effort, no, nothing. Enjoyment. One experience you will get always, when you practice such soul consciousness or bodilessness, your power of mind will increase a lot. Your efficiency will increase a lot. Your intellect will become sharp, divine, very pure. The work which takes 1 hour will be completed in 30 minutes. You will experience this. It will remove tension, stress, So make your mind now, I have to enjoy this life being very light and being in the consciousness that Almighty Himself is with me. His all powers are also with me. So everything easy for me. When God is with me, so nothing is difficult. When we are alone, many things can be difficult. So make a plan. Ready? Ready to do this practice? Simple practice will give you wonderful experience. You can add with this to see others' soul. That is also equally important. And you have to do it practice. You can do it 3 times a day only. Or when you do that practice 5 times, you can do 5 times. You may be sitting in your home, but see in the world, all souls taking their bodies are playing their different roles. From your home inside, you can do this practice. When you outside, suppose you are driving car, you are going somewhere, you see many people around you, there is signal, red light, you are standing there for 1-2 minutes, you can do, all souls are playing their different roles. See, how wonderful is this game of God. So thoughts will give you enjoyment. This way, when you go for your work, in office or anywhere, you can see, suppose 10 people are there, they are souls. They are good souls. They are the children of God. They are great. This is called, Baba, use one word, vritti. This is Sanskrit word, but this is very, very, very important word in Hindi and Sanskrit, and you call in English attitudes. All are great. All are great. So your vibrations will energize that place. You can do this practice. When you sit in your office, just for a few seconds, these all souls are pure souls. They are the children of God. Sit in this feeling for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and your vibrations will make the atmosphere very energetic. So this way, seeing others as soul is also a very good tapasya. And we all must keep one secret in our mind. When we see others as soul, our vibrations automatically go to them. So just suppose for a minute, from your home, you are seeing entire world, oh, all our souls. They are playing their part. I am a supremely pure soul. So your pure vibrations will go to all them, to entire world. This is such a beautiful practice. If you are driving your car and you do such practice, I am a supremely pure soul, they all are good souls. So you will give them pure vibrations. This is simple, automatic, natural service will be done by you. Right? You are following? You will do? everyone has to do. We've got time, a wonderful time we will see in future. Same time what Baba had mentioned many times in Murli, not destruction, but glorification. Baba will be revealed in this world. And before Baba, who will be revealed? Great souls of this world. You can say 25 first soul in the rosary. 25 first souls are very, very great in this world. Then rest 75 or something more, they are also very great soul. And then second great souls are 1008. Not 16,000, 1008. Up to 1008 souls, they are very great. Their vibrations are great. Their presence on this earth is very beneficial for the world. Their vibrations automatically give help to the people. I remind you Baba's words. When you become naturally pure, then only natural calamities will take place. Natural calamities are very important for the purification of this world. We must know that is not only the part of destruction, that is the part of establishing heaven on this earth. Earth will become pure. All treasures are here inside the earth. Gold, diamond and many valuable things, they will come up in Bharat. They will come up in Bharat, and Bharat now itself will become the richest in the world. Not in only in golden age, now itself will become richest, wealthiest in the world. So time of revelation is coming. If, listen carefully, if you had done the practice, I am a worship worthy Devi, people will see you in that form. If you had practiced, I am double light angel, I am pure angel, angel of purity, people will see you in that form. If you practice, I am a soul here, people will see a shining star here. And then they will say, what will they say? Oh, in everyone's forehead, God is sitting. Soul is sitting, we know, but they will say, God is sitting in everyone's body. And from here, the concepts of omnipresence will begin. Everything will begin from Sangam Yoga at the end. So time is very precious. Make a plan. Karma Yoga plan. I would never say that you have to spare 4 hours every day. Half an hour every day. Enjoy Amrit Vela. If you get time, evening meditation is also very important. But if you don't get time, Karma Yoga. While doing your daily work, do some practices. Simple practice. Baba is with me. Simple practice. Invoking down and feel. He is my friend. God is my friend. I am not alone. Increase this feeling. He is my friend. Sometime, for some seconds only, or for 1 minute, Sivaba is here, canopy of protection over my head. So different exercise you can enjoy in your life. then automatically, as I mentioned already, your vibrations will go to the world. You would be able to make others' fortune most elevated, great fortune. Because many of us, although fortune maker is non-Brahma, Brahma is Bhagya Vidhata in Hindi, fortune maker, but his children, many of his children, will become fortune maker. So our higher stage, our higher consciousness will inspire others to make their fortune great. And Baba's words, people will see their fortune on your forehead. Your forehead will become TV screen. These were the words. Your forehead, shining forehead, will become TV screen, and people will see their fortune on this screen. So time, beautiful time we are passing through. Most beautiful time is coming soon, very soon. You will enjoy a wonderful scene on this earth. Jai Jaikar in Hindi we say. Everything people will be singing the songs in the praise of Brahmins and Baba. They will come to you, oh, you are so fortunate. You met God many times. We only had been searching for him and you met him, you saw him, you got his perfect knowledge. People will come with such comments, with such feelings. So everyone is most fortunate. We need just tapasya. I will not say intense tapasya, simple tapasya. Tapasya of self-respect is also very easy together with the practice of soul. That is also higher part of soul consciousness. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am victorious jewel. I am worship worthy. I am most fortunate in this world. So by these both practices, soul and self-respect, mind will become silent and powerful. Not only silent, but powerful. And we need such stage. So I repeat again, make a 5-point plan for your life. But plan should be, must be, simple and practical. Not such plan that, oh, from tomorrow I will wake up at 2 o'clock and only for 2 days, then 5 o'clock. Not such plan. Very simple and very practical. Such plan which can be followed for years. And important, keep changing your plan. For 1 month, these 5 points. Next month, these 5 points, like this. Keep changing them. 1 point of dharana, 1 point of self-respect, 1-2 point, soul consciousness, yoga, something to renounce, like this. So, most lucky. I am also happy to come to you. Actually, I forget everything because of my busy life. They did not inform me today. Only 10:45, I got the message, you have class, you don't know? I was in kitchen. Which class? Double fullness class. Then I asked, what is the topic? Okay, so I enjoyed your company, and you definitely would have enjoyed Gyan Sarovar Pandavan. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Now for some minute, I am sitting on the top of globe, on lotus flower, and from Baba, vibrations of peace are coming down to me, and from me they are going to the world.